is in many ways a continuation of the previous Mishnah. So the last line in the Mishnah we studied last night is that anybody who's involved in communal endeavors, what we call tzarchei tzibor, broadly defined, should do so for the right reasons, l'shem shamayim, not for self-aggrandizement. Do they like to see the name in the newspaper or today on social media, on Twitter, and get the followers, but should do it l'shem shamayim, for the sake of heaven, for the sake of the community. And if they would do it for the right reason, then there's a kind of a guarantee that all of the merit, the collective merit of those who came before them, shezechos avosam misayatam, will be in their assistance. As we know, communal matters are very complicated, people have different opinions, hard to build a consensus, hard to get things done, it's a very painstaking process. Shezechos avosam misayatam v'tzidkasam omedes la'ad, the righteousness lasts forever. V'atem, as we discussed last night, ma'ala ani aleichem schar harbe kilu asisam, that even if it comes at the expense of other very important things, that Hashem would consider it as if, this is the Rambam's interpretation, those things had been done. So picking up on that note, the next Mishnah doesn't even have a separate author, which leads one to believe it's probably an extension of Rav Gamliel ben Oshel Yehuda Nasi. So now he sends a cautionary note. Before anybody gets too excited about Tzarchei Tzibor, he says the following. You know, everybody was lining up to become the shul president. But now he says, before you really sign on the dotted line, you should know the following. Hevu zehirin birishus. Be very careful about interactions with the government at large. And again, this isn't a criticism of any particular official, but a person should have a sober, realistic, balanced point of view about interactions with the government. Hevu zehirin birishus. She'en mekarvin lo la'adam ela lahanos atzman. Right, they only draw near people, they pretend to be your friend when they have an agenda, when they have something that they want to extract in return. Near in ka'avin, right, they present themselves as if they're your ohev, b'shas hana'asan, when it's good for them. Ve'in omdim lo la'adam b'shas dachko, but if a person is no longer of use to them, and they can't extract something, all of a sudden they say, wait, I don't know that person. You know, maybe I met him once. That rings a bell. Yeah, maybe he worked for me a little bit, but loyalty isn't always, you know, reciprocated in those cases, or very rarely reciprocated. So I see Siggy chuckling a little bit, so maybe Siggy has something in particular in mind. But this, this wisdom was given many, many thousands of years ago, and it of course has withstood the test of time. Because this is the nature of things. And what it really highlights is a comment the Rambam makes in the first parak in the context of the Mishnah of Yeshua ben Prachya of Kinei Lecha Chaver, how important it is to have a friend. And what we mean by a friend is not just somebody to go bowling with, you know, back in the good old days, or to the movies with, you know, but a friend is somebody that the Rambam describes there, a Chaver Bitachon, a confidant, somebody that you know is really going to be there for you when you fall on hard times. And everybody does. Everybody goes through rough patches in life. Everybody finds on occasion, you know, very difficult things. At those critical moments, it's important to have a friend to lean on. And so what this Mishnah is really about is not being confused about the nature of relationships. And if a relationship is transactional, it might be necessary, certainly in the context of Tzarchei Tzibor, but a person should have a clear understanding of what the nature of a relationship that he or she is involved in is. Is it something where there's true loyalty, or is it something that's transactional? And of course, in all of our dealings, we should certainly strive to be the kind of people that people would say, it's not transactional when it comes to that person. It's genuine. It's authentic. This person will be there for me. Loyalty is a prized value for us. And that really is related to Hakaras HaTov. You know, when you pay a debt of gratitude, it's because you recognize that it's not just enough to get what you want, but that you then therefore are indebted to that person, etc. So these are really touching on core values. So those who are involved in Tzarchei Tzibor should have an understanding that when it comes to dealing with government, they're very often, a very strong agenda on the other side. Again, it's important to recognize that even this is not an absolute, And there have been, and there will continue to be, the kind of public servants that really are very decent and very loyal people, and long after they feel they can extract things from people, will continue to truly value those relationships. But as a derech klal, as a general rule, the words of this Mishnah are a necessary complement to the words that we learned yesterday about how to best engage in the needs of the community, and especially when the needs of community require interaction with governmental authorities.